T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
On the line is Radio.com Sports Insider and SiriusXM NBA host Brian Scalabrine joining Joe, Lowe, and Dibs here on 95.7 The Game. Brian, we appreciate the time. Thank you for jumping on the program. Let's start with this. What adjustments can Portland make tonight to put on a more competitive effort against the Warriors based on what we saw in Game 1?
Well, Dame Lillard has to be better, by the way. How you guys doing? Dame Lillard has to be better. You think about just the way that he played in Game 7, the way that he played in Game 1. I was sort of giving him an excuse that he looks like he's banged up. He said he's all good. No one's talking about the injury, so you can't get doubled up by Steph and Clay. I get it. Those guys were unbelievable. But him and CJ cannot get doubled up like this, and he needs to be more aggressive going to the basket. I would say that's the only adjustment. The only other one would be, you know, the idea that those bigs are down the floor. You get a lot of traction by sort of blitzing, you know, Steph and Clay as much as you can, but if they're coming over the top of screens in the middle of the floor and they're wide open like that, you're not going to win that game. So a little bit more pressure on Steph and Clay, I think. Those would be the two things that you'll see from Portland. But they're going to play. They had the emotional high of Game 7. That's not an easy turnaround. I think they'll play a lot better tonight.
Is there a sense that maybe it'll be less canter for Portland and more Zach Collins, just for that very idea that Collins is maybe a bit better of a defender away from the basket?
It does look like that. Like, I know that Kanter has exceeded my expectations of what I thought he would do in these playoffs. He was great against Oklahoma City, okay against Denver, and so far, you know, one game. He just hasn't had that much of a defensive impact at all. I like Zach Collins a lot. This guy was on the shelf when they had Nurkic. They promised a bunch of minutes to Enes Kanter. So Zach Collins, to me, has the mobility, a little bit more toughness. You know, he's a willing defender. So we probably will see a little bit more of that. Don't be surprised if the Trailblazers go really small as well and just try to match up without a big at times.
Brian, has it been fascinating to you to see the bench play of the Warriors and the lack of bench play from Portland? How big is that going to be in this series?
Well, you know, bench play could be a little bit overrated depending on, you know, where the shots come from. But if they're going to make an emphasis to leave guys wide open, just like if you go back to Houston, them leaving Iguodala wide open and him knocking down threes, that's good bench play. But if Portland decides, hey, we're going to take Steph and Clay out, then the Warrior bench will play well. But if they want to play a more neutral game and the Warriors aren't scrambling all over the place, you never know when a guy like Rodney Hood can go off. You know, Zach Collins, if he is coming off the bench, he can have a decent night. I think bench points is a little bit overrated in the playoffs. I think it's more about when you look at the bench, look at plus minus. Do they make a difference when they're out there? It's almost like the job of the bench. Are they building the lead? Whether they play through Steph and Clay with the Warriors or they go through Dame and CJ, it's about can you build the lead? Can you do your responsibility? So don't look at the points. I would be focused more on like the plus minus of the bench.
Brian Scalabrine joining us here on 95.7 The Game. Let's operate in a world where Kevin Durant does not return from his calf injury. Do the Warriors now that's got me thinking about ever, because that's even more intriguing. Yeah, let's go with ever. What happens to the Knicks?
Oh, I don't know. I thought you were going to ask me what happens in the NBA Finals.
That's exactly where I was going to go with. Can they get past Milwaukee and or Toronto without Kevin Durant?
They'll be if Toronto wins, which I don't think they will. I can't imagine. I mean, I guess I can. Those guys are ridiculous. But the depth, this like this romanticized version of the Warriors, there is like an expiration date on it. You know, like right now it's like, oh, man, this is great. We're moving the ball. It's going all over the place. But they're going to miss Kevin Durant. I almost think I know it sounds nuts, and I'm a huge Warrior fan, by the way, but I just feel like they're going to lose tonight because I feel like it's like Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, it's like the fatigue is going to set into them now. Portland will be better. Warriors will come down to earth just a little bit. So I don't know if they could beat Portland without KD. And if they do, I'm pretty certain they can't beat the Bucks without Durant, which begs the question, like, we know what's going on with Durant. Like, we're here in game five. Is he going to make the trip or not make the trip? It's a really interesting saga when it comes to the Warriors, but I can't imagine him winning another championship if Durant doesn't play.
Even if there is a game five, because right now that game five would not be guaranteed. If Portland is going to win tonight, as you made the prediction right there, how much does Evan Turner have to play a role? Because the guy's making an eight-figure salary, and he was 0-for-1 from the floor in 16 minutes, Cal.
Yeah, I mean, Evan Turner can make an impact. It could be a different. It could be Rodney Hood. It could be somebody from their bench. Evan Turner is more of a facilitator. Does he have to be more aggressive? Probably. But does he have to score 20 points or 15 points for Portland to win? I doubt it. He could go 0-for-1, and they could still win. It comes down to Damian Lillard. Like, if he's settling or being passive, they're not going to win. If he's Damian Lillard of what we saw in the Oklahoma City series, then they have a really good chance of winning. But he cannot play neutral. It can't be neutral Damian Lillard. He has to have the mindset that he's going to outplay Steph Curry. He's back in his hometown of Oakland. I thought he'd be ready for that.
Brian Scalabrine, Radio.com Sports Insider and Sirius XM radio host, co-host of the Big Time Basketball podcast with our very own Matt Steinmetz, joining us here on 95.7 The Game. Brian, thank you so much for jumping on. We appreciate the insights. Good luck working with Steinmetz. It's not easy. Hopefully we can do it again soon.
All right, guys. Thanks.
That was Radio.com Sports Insider Brian Scalabrine. You can also find Brian at Sirius XM NBA weekday mornings.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.